Blog Talk Radio.
What is this on here?
We are. That hasn't been playing recently on its own. Look at that.
I haven't touched anything.
Didn't say you did.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello there, everyone. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I'm Deborah Lee. I am very happy to be here with all of you. So big welcome to our blog talkers who we see come to us from all around the world. I honor you for that, because some of those time zones, it's pretty late at night. So thank you for joining us. And Facebookers, as always, you are amazing. So anybody want to join these amazing people, you would want to go to the Psychic Love Doc show page on Facebook. You don't have to join anything. It's completely free. So hop in there and make some friends, and we will see you there, especially if you put up an emoji or you, you know, say, hi, how are you? That helps too. So I want to welcome Jimbo.
Yes, welcome, Jim.
Our constant and ever-present co-host, and he is your Facebook monitor. So he is in there.
Yeah, I am in there.
Monitoring.
But buyer.
And I am going to remind everybody right now that these readings are conducted using an ordinary deck of playing cards, which I am holding up to the Facebookers right now so that they can verify this is ordinary playing cards. Not tarot, not oracle cards, not any of the other systems out there that we have available. I've only studied personal prophecy, and that was my goal over the 20 years that I put the book together, was to keep it as pure as my grandmother taught me. I feared that if I were to study other methods, they could influence what I knew to be personal prophecy, so I never did. And I want to also let you know that I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers. And if we have time, we'll turn to Facebook. But I do like to use a full 24-card layout. It's exactly the one that I use in private session with my clients. So those on Facebook, they get a look at that too. I think that's it. I'll turn this over to Jimbo.
We want to welcome everybody to the show. Really good show. Reminder, this is for educational and informational purposes. I wanted to merge the two words into one. We cannot do that. Show is for educational and informational purposes, and I will not make a new word.
What would be the new word?
I don't know. It would have sounded weird. Eduformational or something bizarre like that. I almost made it. Also, reminder, if you are international, a caller, or a Facebook person, let us know, and we'll give you live international shout-outs, like we are going to start right now with Louise, who's in the UK. Welcome, and you have to let us know. You have to let us know. If you say, hey, he missed my me being international, then speak up in the Facebook chat room. Call us on the phone, and we will definitely give you some love. Love stays.
Love is a many splendored thing, let me tell you. Yes.
It is, yes. What's love got to do with it? You know what else? Love is a battlefield.
It is. That I'll agree with.
All right, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. It is a true statement. I called in and I was listening to the show. You don't hear a show. You don't hear music even, because sometimes we start late. Music rolls past the hour. If you hear nothing, something didn't go correctly. So just hang up and call back. It's usually going to solve the problem right away. Facebookers, Deb, a little bit. We will see if we can turn to you folks when we can, if we can, when we can. If we do, we will. But we'll let you know. Okay? That's the deal. So you can't just, if it was up to me, folks, we could call in on a queue. That'd be cool, and you'd be holding and waiting, but they don't have that. So you guys got to just sit tight, get your finger ready on that mouse.
There is our very first scammer.
There is our butt sniffer. Okay, let's see here. The sniffer of the butts. Well, this is quickly done now because it helps when the chat's not rolling by. It's been banned from the chat. So Facebookers, that's the deal. I can actually do this. When we turn to you, we'll make it an official announcement. Do not contact us if we haven't said to do so, because we'll have to hang up on you.
Well, this one's making the rounds.
Doesn't have the hold system. I already know. She's gone.
Okay.
She's gone. Anyway, the big thing, the big thing here is, and you regularly know it, but somebody new does not. If we open the floor to Facebook Messenger, it's going to be an audio or video chat, and it will be to Deborah Lee. Not the Psychic Love Doctor Show. That is the stipulation. See, always when I start having the first couple of these, I get the burps.
From that?
And it's not even highly... It's about as low carbonated as you can get on this planet of anything. Barely carbonated. My body thinks it's like pure carbonation. But it is what it is. So that's the deal, Mr. Facebookers. And to all... Harps. When you hear the sound of harps... Show protocol-wise, that means your reading with Deborah is ending. But we're going to throw an angel card, single card, not a full spread or anything. We're going to give you an angel card reading for the road. So when you hear the harps, please respect that my reading's over. Okay, it is what it is. But, like I said, we will give you angel card reading before we move on to the next person wanting a reading, be it a caller or a Facebooker. And tonight's flavor, the deck, is the Healing Angel cards. Loving guidance from the angels. So these are pretty cool little cards. And their messages are fairly brief, but like I say, they're Healing Angel cards, so there should be some type of a healing message or connection there somehow. All right. I believe we have touched on all the subjects that need touching, Got touch. So I think it's caller time, Deb.
Yep.
True that? Word up on that, dogs.
Started.
All right, dogs, word up. Here we go. 203, Connecticut. 203, welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Hello. This is Michelle from Georgia.
Hello, Michelle from Georgia.
Is this the Michelle that is in the Facebook room?
Yeah, I was, but I can't be in two places at the same time. Yeah. Hello.
Well, nice to hear you.
Okay, well, that's cool. I was just curious. All right, well, yes, well, welcome.
Well, I hate to always ask about my job, but it's still aggravating me.
Sure.
So,
that's a good reason to ask about it.
I know. So, I don't know what's going to happen. Should I try to go for a different job? I think you had mentioned that something new was going to come about in this job, but it was going to get better. It gets better, but it's still up and down,
Okay.
So it's better, but it's not better enough, apparently.
Let me ask you this is a life coaching question. Let me ask you this. If I gave you a magic wand right now, what would you want to make it create for you? In the way of a job.
Job-wise. Mm-hmm. No, not winning lottery tickets, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, this could have been... So if I had anything, I'd want to use my skill set to help people, like, with serious illnesses, like neurological illnesses or people who can't speak or, you know, some kind of, I'm an engineer, so I'd like to use my skills to help people.
That's a very noble desire on your part. Are you working in anything close to that?
No, but I actually saw a job. I did a quick search and I saw a job pop up. It was nearby, not too far from where I live. So I quickly sent my resume, but you know, it's like, it was sort of like, well, you know, I didn't even send a cover letter, but I did send a resume and they probably would want somebody with more like a PhD anyway or something, but you know, I just threw it out there.
Okay. But the end goal is that you would like to move on, I'm assuming, from this job?
Or, well, you know, it pays really well. And the job could offer me some interest for sure if people just didn't aggravate me so much.
That is the problem, isn't it?
And there's stupid people. International shout out to Virgil in the UK. Right. Back to the show.
I didn't mean to laugh, but it's so ironic. You can have a great paying job, but the people drive you nuts.
Typically, 99% of people's dissatisfaction, not counting pay-wise, because that's going to be, but 99% of the other things are dissatisfied because the people they work with. Some could be coworkers, subordinates, or bosses. That's the biggest reason, not counting money itself. Money itself is a big driving factor.
We hear about that all the time from callers.
All the time. That is the biggest complaint. You know, the money thing is secondary. They do obviously, well, want more money. We're not idiots. But really, you can work with not quite as much as you want if it's really a happy environment. But,
You can, and they often say, find a job in something that you feel will really satisfy you, but that doesn't necessarily pay the bill.
Yeah, my freelance gynecologist business never really took off in my backup beer drinking business, that's flopping totally.
Let's see what your cards are going to tell us today, Michelle.
Okay.
Yeah, the cards, they still go down. But no, you should, and don't apologize when you asking about something that's continually bothering you, especially a job that's very common. You are not the only caller calling about unemployment woes or you know, like you say, if you have to go to the same place every single day, 8 hours a day, and these people are making you just want to puke, that's a problem.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's not everybody, of course, but it's always the same people that, you know, stick it to you. You know, you just feel like put down by them, and it makes it miserable.
Yes, you should. You just want
to do your job.
Yep.
Yeah, and
backhand them with a 2x4 or something. But yeah.
And the money is a big concern. I always wanted to be a journalist, and back in the day when I landed a job, no background, but I landed myself a pretty sweet journalism job. That's when I met with the eye opener of, oh my God, there's no money in this field. There is.
Right.
Unless you're writing for the New York Times.
Right. And even then, most people typically have a lot of other gigs they write for because that one gig isn't enough.
Well, your cards say keep persevering at looking for another job. It's going to come along. And it's going to be a peach.
It's going to be a groovy, baby. Groovy.
You're going to love it. It's going to be so up your alley.
Ooh, I thought you were going to say something else.
You know, a lot of times, too, it was my experience way back in the day when I was actually out getting jobs.
Pounding the pavement.
A lot of times I'd go in an interview for one position and they'd say, you know, we'd really rather put you blah, 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 which was higher up on the old totem pole.
So I got my job.
Yeah, Jim got his that way, too.
Totally not interviewing for that job. Yep.
So when you go in to be interviewed, you may not really be interviewing for that particular job. They might see so much more in you. So, I feel you're going to land a better job. And let me ask you something. It's kind of swerving off of your subject here of jobs. Do you have somebody special in your life? Are you involved with someone?
Well, funny, I just met somebody 2 days ago, but and we kind of like hit it off and have a lot in common and age appropriate. We live in the same neighborhood, but he smokes and I'm allergic to smoke, so
ooh,
I don't know what's going to happen.
Now, if you're actually allergic to it and not just disgusted by it, that sounds like a stopper.
No, right. I'm actually, my whole face breaks out in dermatitis.
I don't care how you get to that, because that dude's not going to probably stop smoking.
Well, unless he loves you more than he loves his cigarette.
They just met. So I hope, I don't think he's emptying out his cartons of cigarettes after they just met.
No, but she could very nicely ask him to please not smoke when he's with
us. How sensitive are you? Do they have to like be smoke free for days, or they just can't do it like right before they see him?
It depends, honestly, because sometimes people, depends if they how much they smoke, because people carry it on their clothes and in their lungs, and it's a chemical reaction, like it grabs onto my face. And
it is. It's a really nasty habit. But put a cocktail in my hand, the other hand's going to be reaching for a cigarette.
Unless we're in a no smoking.
But
it
seems to go hand in hand.
They do.
I'm a recreational smoker. I would never say that I have professional standing, as I can't stand it. I'm like that Julia Roberts in that movie, America's Sweetheart. She'd say, "Kiki, somebody is smoking. There's smoking around here." And I'm just like that. I can't stomach it. So anyway, I don't think that's the one. I think it's coming through a new job that you're going to have.
That means obviously it's somebody you have not encountered yet at all then, right?
I would say no, that you have not met yet, but it's coming. So don't feel like you're stuck, okay? You are, think of yourself as like in a cocoon stage right now. And you're just kind of marking time, waiting for the right thing to come along. And you're also waiting for the future, the present moving into the future to move to actually catch up to you.
Keeps on slipping.
Yeah, kind of like that. Into the future.
Well, that's great. I mean, I would have wanted to ask about my potential love life, but it's always like, well, if I have a question, I got to ask about the stupid job, because on a daily 8-hour a day basis, it's aggravating.
I ask you first, because I see this as a real soulmate connection coming for you. Wedding bells.
Holy guacamole. And also just
holy
FYI,
guacamole, right. Holy wow.
FYI, you can ask a couple questions. Just ask them right up front and then you're good. So you don't have to ask just one. In the future, you could ask for both real quick and say, "I want to know about work and love life." And you can just throw it out there.
Yeah, you can do that.
You can do that. You can do it. Sometimes we have to tell people.
Yeah.
Well, I'm almost, with the job, I'm almost wondering, should I just try to finagle doing something a little different, or getting something different within the same company, or just
what did you say?
Yeah, I think
new
could
job,
do that.
New company.
That would be definitely good for you to do. Get a change of scenery, change of personalities around you, and see it as a stepping stone. Unless it's a really good fit, then you can stick with that, okay? But I do feel that your future is coming to you. You don't have to hunt it down. You don't have to put it in a cage or anything like that. It's going to find you. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. No.
So here comes your angel healing card.
Yes, here is your healing angel card. Single card. Subject is destiny. Your destiny is to blossom, to shine, to transform to an ever greater light. So basically your destiny is to, you're going to grow and probably the thing you want to grow in love and employment and work and all that stuff. So you have a destiny. Like Dad said, you don't
keep
coming.
Very nice.
You said it was coming to you. Yeah. Your destiny.
Oh, thank you.
But you always
thank
have to
so
be
much.
Proactive. You keep looking to change your life. That's,
you have very lovely cards, by the way.
So they say you have to make your destiny, too. So if you keep being proactive. Yep.
I really think things are on their way to you, Michelle.
Yes, she didn't see you having any catastrophes or horrible things that she had. If and everybody out there, if she sees something you need to be warned about that has nothing to do, she's going to let you know. Nothing to do with your questions. So she did not
and
see
I would, I would appreciate, I just appreciate the truth.
Absolutely. And you have good cards, and she would tell you if there's something sinister to watch out for.
That's nice. Okay. All right.
All right. Well, you have a good one.
Yes.
Take
care.
Thank you. You too.
Number one.
Call us again.
And now, since you can't do TV, you can go back to Facebook. Yay. Alrighty.
Take care.
Yes, and she did. She hung up. She's probably going to be right back in here. All right. Let's just keep moving forward. 856, state of New Jersey, 856. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Who's with us?
Hi, it's Rosemaria.
Well, hello.
Rosemaria.
It's been a while.
Yes, how are you?
Yeah. Good. Been busy.
That's good. Now, you have a new job since you got back from Italy?
Yeah, and I'm trying to find a different one.
Yeah, you don't like it much?
Not too much, no.
You got this.
Where are you going?
I've got to go out.
Okay, well, tell me what you'd like me to look at in your card.
Whatever you can pick up. That's coming up for the better because unemployment hasn't been fixed, so now I got to get a lawyer and pay for it.
Well, you know what they say, you can't fight City Hall. I don't think you can fight the capital of, you know, of the U.S. of A. either, so... sadly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll take a look for you right now. And let's see what's cooking for you. Okay. All right. I'm laying off your cards.
All right. I'm back. Our little four-legged friends, one of them was making a little sounds, and they'd never do that. So that means somebody's got to... Use the outdoor doggy bathroom, and it's nice of them to tell us because the alternative is not good.
Well, Michelle, that you are back again.
Welcome back.
We love for you to watch us.
We love it a long time. All right, let me kick off. I hear barky bark, but it's not crazy out there. We, like a lot of the country, have been getting storms every single day. It seems like since the beginning of time. Today we just got an outskirt, didn't get the actual storm, but we got rain, so there's a little bit of wetness out there. We got Deb.
And Texas is on fire. I mean,
I'm not like forest fires, because they don't have forests.
Yeah.
On fire as in like it's the temperature of hell. All right.
What I see in your cards, Rosemary, is the same thing basically that I got for Michelle. You've got to persevere. Keep looking for that new job. It's going to come right to you. I see a phone call or an email here, but it's going to be for you, and it's going to offer you a really nice new future. So don't despair. It's just going to take, you know, a little bit of time. Not too much, I think. You know, and I've got to tell you something. I feel down the road as you get older, I see you getting involved in something pertaining to property, real estate. I've always felt since the very first that you came to us, there's another one on our page, that you have a career ahead of you in some sort of design. Now, this might be interior design. Okay, something like that. Not everything requires formal training. If you have a gift, You will find yourself in a, what?
You told her this many moons ago.
I know, yeah. I did tell you.
And I don't remember squatting. Like, I remember you telling her that like months, many months ago. Many
yes.
months.
So just remember, a lot of things come to us in their own right way and time.
You can bring them in.
Okay, so it can take years even in some cases, but I see you ultimately making a lot of money and having quite a prosperous career where you get a name for yourself. Like, for instance, I'll give this to you as a example. Many, many years ago, I got hired by the Sears Corporation to be a lead development coordinator. Now, it sounds like, ooh, what kind of job? What kind of job? The manager who hired me, she relocated to another Sears in another state. It's
yeah.
saying 90 seconds.
There we go.
I had set the time.
Well, you, I showed it to you.
Yeah, well, I had set it right. Anyway, what ultimately happened is I ended up, what I was doing is gathering leads and charting them for big ticket areas in the store. I ended up actually finding a career in the,
sorry, it's not going to,
in the, gosh, it's confusing me. I found it in the, I mean, I was put in the custom drapery department. Oh, did I realize, hey, I'm kind of really good at this. So that's how it may come about for you. You're going to find that you have a special gift. And maybe something right now you'd laugh at. But you watch and see down the road. Watch and see. So for now, just keep pounding that pavement for a job.
Well, that's a good figure to beat.
Yeah, it's a better.
That's what it means.
Better
the pavement.
Is coming for you. Sometimes I think the universe, higher power, God.
Let it go here.
Well,
turn it down and talk to her.
Thank you. Here, I'm going to give you this modest little job. Now, is your ego so big that you're going to turn this down, or are you going to have some, what's the good word? Are you going to have some, I don't know, kind of at a loss.
Well, hang on. I want to double check.
Okay, you will have some, humility. All right, let's use humility. You have the humility to take this job, do this job, and then a better one will come to you because you have passed the test. And I hope y'all can still hear me. I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah.
She said she can.
Okay, so see what I mean? I can't say definitively that's what happens. It's what I suspect happens. And, like, there are some that I know that I talk with quite a bit, and there's many like this who seem to be constantly losing a loved one, a best friend, a relative. It's just like they're moving from, it seems, one death to another. And you know what I get from that intuitively? I get that the message is cherish life. Enjoy it, live it, but cherish it. I just don't know how long.
Every single human on earth should do that.
They should. They should.
You should, because we forget. Oh, we forget.
You know, this is really a classroom that we're in. This isn't an amusement park, as much as I wish it was.
You mean life?
Yeah. See, I'm an Aquarius. I just want to play, you know, fly around. But it's really a classroom. We're like in a laboratory.
A laboratory. Igor, come to the laboratory.
And we are running experiments. And we are either failing at them or we are, you know, successful. So
do this. All right, hang on. Stand by. Interesting. We're going to talk about something in between calls here.
Okay.
Subject of your intro card, human intro card, is peace. No matter where you are or what you're doing, inner peace is always possible. All it takes is a subtle shift in awareness. Think love and peace will follow.
Love it.
So it's positiveness. We thank you for calling. We thank you for holding me.
Cool.
And Rosemary, you know where to find us. Yes, she does.
And she's going to eventually call us and say, guess what? I've got a peach of a job.
A peach of a job. Yes, indeed.
All right, honey. Take care.
Good luck to you.
All right.
Now, I have this. Before we take the next caller, you talked about, like, that we're, like, oh, when you said life, what life is like.
Yeah.
What's funny is, did you see the freaking... We went to a movie the other day. We talked about it. Did you see the preview for that one reality show? It's a reality show where aliens are up there watching. Remember that one, that weird one where they were they had this little thing on their head and they were interacting and talking and stuff, and there was a whole bunch of aliens that were watching like we would watch it. It's a weird thing. It's a weird concept that aliens were up there watching the reality shows, and then they called those two up there and said, hey.
Oh, we're going to see that.
You saw the preview.
Yeah. But
it was weird, but it was like, first I thought it was like a reality show. Like, they started out, I'm like, not another show about a reality show. And they had these weird little things on their heads. I'm like, what is this crap? And it turns out, it's like, well, the audience is a bunch of aliens. They come to this earth and they're just amazed at all this crazy emotional, and then they don't know that kind of stuff, and they just loved watching it. It was like, it might be worthwhile.
So do you think there's aliens on Earth?
They weren't on Earth, though.
No.
Well, I guess they were, because they did come out there. No, I don't think so.
E.T., go home.
I hated that.
You know, that's probably a really good, like, litmus test. If you love E.T., you're a warm and sensitive person. And if you hate it, there's something mentally wrong with you.
And what was that other stupid-ass one? Johnny Five or whatever that
was?
Oh,
that was
Short
cute.
Circuit?
Yeah.
It's like, would the military please find him and blow him to bits?
Stephanie!
Yeah.
Stephanie, I'm dancing!
Yeah. Oh, please, somebody hit him with a nuke.
Yeah, Michelle, I got to get that Max.
Not Max, we keep saying that.
Oh, we do, like
God, we go over this so many times.
I'm here to make you insane, Jim.
She does, she brings things up, and it's like, we've had this discussion.
That's my job.
I think I know what happened here, and it's very common, it happens a lot. When you're first creating it and you have this highlighted, if you start scrolling around, it starts flipping and you don't even know it. You got to make sure you're not on it when you do it. But anyway, all that countdown, we're going to say goodbye. It was all crap. It's weird because, look at it, it doesn't say on air anymore, but we are on
air.
Are
we?
Remember, you were talking to her when it said it
well,
wasn't,
yeah,
and I called in and listened to it. So, we'll find out right now because area code 520, Olisa.
Oh, you guys.
Hello there.
What movie is that from?
Hello.
Hey, you guys. What movie is that from? They say it at that one. Remember that one beginning thing at the Regal where everybody walks in the theater and says a famous line from a movie? That is a famous line from a movie. That's why that chick says it. Anyway,
you guys
I can look that shit up. I can look that shit up.
All righty.
Oh,
how are you?
Yeah, I just hobbled in from the curbside shopping. Thank God we've got that stuff going on. And I'm asking to do a little bit more deeper look at what's going on with me because, man, I'm in pain. And I guess that stands to reason. Yeah, it stands to reason.
You were in a car accident, yes.
Yeah. So it's okay. It's all okay. It's all good. And I just, he and I spend time in the morning now. He's back at his own place. And, it's kind of nice. It is kind of nice having my own thing going on here for myself. I mean, it's mixed feelings, mixed blessings in the way, you know, it was kind of enjoyable having enjoy. But
yeah.
So it's all good. And the cards, do they look
okay?
They
you
look
sound a little
promising?
Stressed out. You sound stressed out to me.
Well, you know what it is? It's very hot. And it was curbside shopping, and then I had to get out to get gas. I mean, I shouldn't complain. I'm very, it's easier, I mean, it all fell into place. It's all good, you know. But, you know, the days of us driving into gas stations and you tell them, sell it up, those are long gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, wait a minute. You said they are long gone? You mean, like, so somebody's permanently disabled? Is that what you're saying?
How did they get?
Well, I don't know. You know, that's an excellent point.
I don't know.
That is, you know, that's an excellent point. When you're permanently disabled, how does that, yeah, how does that work? I don't know. You're
how
right.
How is he doing? Is he up on his feet?
He's doing? Yeah, we're both getting better. We're, you know, he's trying to do self-care. You know, he needs to. We both need to, and we do. We do. For me, it's not that great. I mean, you know, I wake up at 2. I do fall back to sleep, and then I forget to turn my phone off, and I get a funny text from my brother, which is good, or I hear the door slamming around the house because he's out there watering whatever. And so...
Okay. Sounds funny, watering whatever.
You know, the plants. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the plants.
Is the vehicle going to get insurance coverage?
You know, I don't know because I'm the passenger, so I'm kind of out of, you know, that loop, and I'm a chauffeur. So as you know, if someone needs a ride, I'll, you know, we'll giddy up, go on the horsepower that I got here. And
well, I gotta tell you, in your cards, he is worrying himself sick over money. Something about money has really got him worried.
No, it could be not even connected to this, right?
Right.
Okay. So it might not even be accident related. It could be just something that would have still been worried about even if you never got an accident,
and he doesn't want to talk about it with you because, well, you know, the thing, and I'm going to make this about men because women tend to spill their guts.
Oh,
we will tell what's going on.
Yeah, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, where guys prefer to seem bulletproof.
Or just sometimes we don't enjoy talking about that.
For one thing, it might make him look really stupid, something he did with money. Loaned a whole bunch out to the wrong people, you know.
Be bad investments.
But you're here, and he holds in such high personal esteem. He really, your relationship has really benefited from this car accident, as crazy as that seems.
Objective.
Yeah.
It has. And he's coming through in your cards as the spouse card, which is saying to me that how strong his feelings are for you, and also that he has worries. He's worried about himself. The car, you know, how is
car's right.
Sometimes injuries, we've talked about this too, at the time they happen, seem like, oh, you're going to get all mended up and you're going to be fine. But then like 10 years down the road, it's even less. All of a sudden, things are manifesting in...
or longer, too, either. Or longer. Look at... You know what? When my knee replacement thing happened?
Yeah.
I was like 21-ish, and I hurt my knee skin, and I had some cartilage removed eventually later.
Man.
But it was like 30-some years later when I finally got it replaced. So like Deb said, it could be long, short-term. There could be a complication.
And he's worrying.
That is not obvious.
He's doing, what if, you know, this happens, that happens. This goes sideways. So he is... really in a tizzy, I guess you'd say, and just, you know, focus so much on worrying, overthinking. And any of us that do that, what if this happens? And then what if that happens? And then, oh, my God, how will I deal if this happens? I find myself doing that so much, my own self, that you got to say, stop it. You know,
I do that too.
Shut the fuck up. You know, only Daryl used to walk around and he'd say, only worry about today. tomorrow's going to take care of itself. So don't worry about
Or don't go beyond tomorrow if the day's almost over. Don't worry about things 10 years from now. Oh, my God. It's like, what are you going to do? It's 10 years. If you keep worrying about stuff so much, you're already starting to have, your heart's going to stress out. You're going to affect your physical health bad,
so
real bad.
I want you to be aware, you're going to go back into a grumpy spell. And that's going to be because he's worrying about all these things. You bring him a lot of positivity. Okay? And he's learning how to deal with you. You know, remember, as a gay man, he had a lot of practice dealing with men. And men...
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, and men treat each other differently.
Yeah.
You know, they can actually go outside, have a fist fight, and come back with their arms around each other.
Yeah, please. The generations are changing now where they don't do that. They either kill each other... or they have PTSD and have to go get therapy. They used to be.
Everybody's got PTSD.
Yeah, I mean, that generation's kind of gone. Where you people would do that. It's like, you know what? Well, get pissed off, beat the snot at each other, and say, all right, we're all good. Let's go get drunk now.
They would do that.
Now those days are gone now, because now it's like they can't because everybody's raised as a cream puff, powder puff. We have little skirts on, stuff like that. You know?
Oh, and how about the little. The children going to their sporting events and everybody gets a trophy now because we don't want their feelings to get hurt.
You know, we got to look at a mom and say, you know what? Your son probably shouldn't play the sport because he blows goats. Like, nobody can say that, you know. if they love him, maybe he shouldn't play it as an organized team level. He could just play it with his buddies in the backyard.
Yeah, because they can't handle loss.
Because what if I love brain surgery? I can't go do it. I'm not good at it. But, you know. International shout out to Suzanne. In the land of the
Scots. Yes, that is Lisa. That is Lisa. So,
what?
Just Suzanne asked.
I'm sorry.
No trophies for losers. Michelle, damn straight. You said it. And when I was a kid, they'd say to you, oh, what are you, a poor sport? Nobody wants to play with poor sports. Go ahead.
Actually, the place that I've played at a million times where the last place team does get a trophy. It's called the Horse's Ass Trophy. And it literally is it's a golf tournament. If you finish in last place, you get a trophy of like the hindquarters of a horse. Horse's ass. But they don't sugarcoat it like they do in the little league sports.
No, we were raised tough. Back in the day.
Yeah, remember, there were some places to say, there were some schools, organizations in some areas that were saying, man, you got to stop marking up those tests and essays and stuff with red ink. That's really negative.
Oh. You
got to use a neutral color.
It's going to attack their little wimpy spirit.
Well, that's why they can't handle when conflicts happen. They can't handle it nowadays. What do they do? Oh, I should go shoot up a place.
Oh, but what do they do when they're really young? And I'm sorry if you people out there are doing this. Because we didn't have this privilege. They give them iPads, the ePods, whatever they're called. These kids are on phones when they're toddlers. They're, you know, they are learning no social skills. I see them when we go out to, say, restaurants. The children are all like, you know, this. They're not learning how to properly eat, you know, and how to behave. And babysitter. So, of course, they can't handle losing their little soccer game. You know?
Yeah.
Just wanted to bring that up, that we are an entirely different generation that way.
Yep. It's only getting worse, folks.
The only rule I had with my sons as they were growing up, I said, if you start something, you're going to stay with it till that time period is done. No karate and quitting. No going out for football. Like the youngest one kept coming back every day saying, I'm quitting. And we said, not a word in your vocabulary. You have to do this season. You know?
Yeah.
And so I think we're probably raising a whole generation of quitters and wimps.
We are. Yep,
Yeah.
I think maybe 400 or 500 years from now, it'll be funny. People will go to war. and all the troops would just lay down their arms and run away, which yeah. might actually not be a bad thing. It might not be a bad thing. Maybe there'll be less people dying. Yeah. You know, so basically they're all going to turn French. Oh,
French. Sorry, is that what they do? Do they run away?
Yeah, their second flag in the country is the white flag.
Oh, that's funny. I hope we don't have anybody.
We got a lot of UK folks here. They know what I'm talking about, don't you? Yeah.
And, you know, we changed our French fries to Freedom Fries.
Well, that's because I got all pissy about something a long time ago.
So, anyway, Lisa, back to you. He's like a crazed, crazed guinea pig running on a wheel in his brain. Well, you can't help him with this part. If he starts saying where he's fretting, saying, gee, I don't know how I'm going to deal with this whole car thing. And, you know, and you should say to him, hon, let's worry about today.
I have a feeling he doesn't give two shits about the car.
You think?
Because it was insured.
Well,
you have to have insurance. And if you don't,
we always do the right thing.
Yeah, and if you don't have insurance, then you know what? You got nothing to bitch about because you should have had it. Whatever.
Try to distract him with things like what he used to do. It's not like you can go bike riding right now, you know, but maybe going out in the car doesn't feel very safe yet. I don't know. I had a car accident at 16. It's years before I would drive it.
You know, it does not. I does not feel safe at all. I was coming home and somebody shot across the lanes and this other person had to put their brakes on. They almost collided. I had a ton of cars behind me, which I didn't realize. And I pulled over and let the other cars go past. And we were all honking at that dude. And then you look at the world differently when you're in an accident. You do, and you survive. You look at it. You look at the traffic differently.
When you start hyperventilating, where you maybe need to put a paper bag in the car, pull into a parking lot, you may start having all kinds of stress symptoms, anxiety, and some people just so give into it too quickly. You know, they go running for medication. Things like that, but a lot of times you can do self-care. Go ahead.
I'm seeing a lot more law enforcement out, especially in the area where it happened to us, and I'm seeing this dude pass me speeding, and then he was pulled over. You know, he was pulled over. So you see it through a different filter after you've been in a wreck. You're hypersensitive, you know, everything's hypersensitive. You just see everything now. I mean, not that you don't see it before.
No, but you're probably sitting there clenching the wheel, you know, looking all around terrified because that's a traumatic experience.
But I
think you bring such sunshine to this man that you are really, you do. Your cards have softened up so much about him. You know, he had all these defenses up. And a lot of times, you know where that comes from that I've learned over all these many years? From the unworthiness, fear of not being worthy, of being a loser, being, you know, think about it. Too many people walk around feeling that way. Well, why should I have love in my life? I'm a loser.
Yeah.
You know?
No, you're wrong.
Loser,
you're
baby.
Right. Yeah.
Why don't you kill me?
Is that a song?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like in the 2000s, like the 2000 to 2010 era, I believe. Because I'm a loser, baby.
I don't remember it.
Yeah, you didn't listen to a lot of music in that 10-year decade
I was really in love with John Denver, Barry Manilow, and I'm trying to think who was the other one. Barry Manilow, Whitney Houston. You know,
I'm talking 2000 to 2010.
I had a party once. I had a party once a long time ago, but one of the guys that came to the party found my records, if anybody knows what those are anymore. Checkers, you know, the big black things with the bridges on it.
I still have a box of them in
the store. Okay. Well, he went out on my little deck and he turned them into frisbees. So John Denver and Barry Manilow were going off into the...
Who did that?
One of those Gary guys.
I might have shot and killed that person.
I think that was my cousin Jimmy.
Well, first of all, I would not have had my record collection available drunk at a party.
Well, that's how we were playing music, but he wasn't, you know, he was the kind of cousin that if we went to a bar, he would put all kinds of money in and keep playing Jack and Diane. Which was, who's saying that?
John, well, back then it was John Cougar. He didn't change his name. Remember, he went to John Cougar because he had to have this fake name. Then once I became, oh, now I'm famous. I can tell you my real name, Mellencamp. Yeah,
the thing is, I wanted to hear Walk Like an Egyptian. That was my, bar.
Yeah.
But instead, no, we had to hear Jack and Diane.
It was early 90s, Walk Like an Egyptian.
Yeah, that was a good song.
The video, dude.
Yeah, and everybody would do that.
Plus, that lead singer is the most gorgeous person on earth. I don't know if she still is.
Who is that?
I don't know her name. Just Miss Gorgeous, the Bangles. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so you're still wearing your nurse's cap with him, I see here. But it's turning into more of a... psychological uplifting, okay? Now, something happens when people sleep next to each other. Sleep is intimate, if you think about it. Did you say he snores?
Well, no, because we're in pain. We're hurt. We're injured. So we can't, we're not like we were before. You know, we have to, we can't really move all that well. So sleeping is not done in a normal, laying down. And the way he sleeps, we sleep almost sitting up, almost.
Oh, yeah.
With lots of pillows and not really sitting up, not really. But he...
on the incline, maybe?
Not really, no, just kind of propped up, not moving. It's not normal sleep. It's not normal sleep. Believe me, it's not normal sleep. So there's no snoring. It's soft breathing. And that's what I told him. I said, you breathe so softly.
Well, I really think that sharing those nights in the bed together, non-sexually, we're still very intimate. I think that it has helped to transform your relationship. Yes, indeed. Somebody here, before you go, Lisa.
What?
Michelle who is in our chat on Facebook, she brought up an amazing idea that I'm going to have to marinate with for a little while. She said, we ought to organize a trip to go see the wonders of the world, and she would be the first to sign on to go.
You know what, though? Wait a second. Wait a damn second.
Oh, God.
Is
you ever see that? You ever look up
into the waters?
You ever see how the wonders of the world? Aren't there only one or two that are still around, like the pyramids and something like that?
Well, isn't that wall still basically there?
I said one or two of the seven wonders still exist.
The China Wall.
I'm just saying, but there's a whole bunch of them that aren't even like the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, the Gigantor thing that was in Greece. I mean, there's a bunch of those things that aren't even around anymore. So bottom line is, if you want to go see the great wonders of the world on that list, that's only a couple trips. That's not so big of a deal.
I just thought it was a cool idea.
Yeah, I've already been to the pyramids. I'm good. I didn't see the Great Wall of China. That wasn't a thing back in my day because that was during the Cold War. Really hardcore Cold War, the Reagan era, and then we weren't going to China.
No, but wasn't it Reagan era when the wall in Germany came down? The Berlin Wall?
Oh, That was
a cool day in history.
That was cool. Yeah.
Seeing that. What did he say? Mr. Gorbachev, take that wall. Yeah, tear down that wall.
That wall.
Oh, he was a heck of a president.
He was my most favorite president that I've had in my lifetime because, obviously, I'm not going to talk about people I never grew up with, like Kennedy and all.
Now we got Joe Bumble.
Well, everybody sucks now. They all suck. And it will always suck forever and ever and ever. We're never going to get that kind of guy again because it's just the way the world is. And I'm glad. I'm actually glad. I'm happy that I'm going to have more years left of my life, but I'm glad that I'm not going to live forever.
Really?
I think I would be disgusted after about another 100 years.
You think?
Yep.
Maybe it'll be better.
No, it won't be. No, it's not getting better. The kids are getting raised like little cream puff, powder puff. Nobody can say bad things to them. Politics suck. Nobody can do anything right. Everybody wants to impeach a president. That's all automatic. First thing you try to do is impeach the other president.
But look on the
it's
other
such
side
bullshit.
Of it. We know it's not us. I'm trying to remember what country it's in. But I read today that they are experimenting with flying taxis. Flying taxis. I think that is really amazing.
Who is doing that? And is it taxiing humans?
Taxi. There's taxi cab.
And humans.
Yeah. Delivering people.
Yeah, and that. What are the odds of that happening in even our grandchildren's lifetime?
Well, they're flying them up now as... just prototypes.
Yeah. Guess what? People have been going down to the Titanic, too. How's that been working out?
Michelle says she works on flying taxis. Oh, my God, girl. You have to tell us more.
You work on flying taxis. You know what? I work on all sorts of different flying shit if I ate the right mushroom, you know? All right, here we go. International shout-out to Rachel from the Land Down Under, who's been on here for a while, and I've missed her comments and a lot of stuff going on, and I apologize to Rachel.
Yeah.
Who's our representative from the other side of the world. I love it. All right. Lisa, your subject of your angel card is trust. And here, this is cool. This is what Deb said.
All right.
Trust is a subject. The first sentence is all work out well. We, your angels, are here to nurture, protect, and heal you. And you need healing. You guys both need healing. Trust in the healing power of our love. We love you more than you will ever know. I can't speak for your partner, but I'm sure he's included. You have angels that are trying to heal you.
Oh, I agree.
Oh, I just think
about that poor man. What would be going on for him if you were not in his life?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, maybe he'd get the little techie bimbo over that was working on his computer, but we.
Maybe the insurance company would have sent him a physical therapist, a nurse type that might have had a very short little skirt.
Oh, here we go.
Little white nurse talking. And she said, is there anything I can do for you? Does any part of your body need to massage, she might have said? With her high heels, with her pumps, with her high heels, you know what? F me,
and he would snap out of his delirium, and he would see the big, white, thick nurse's shoes, thick nurse stockings that are white in color, varicose veins busting out of them, and her big old jaw hanging down to her chin.
You're right.
I can give you a good Swedish massage. Flip over and pound his back.
I have to tell you, what day
it could have been.
What day did we go to the movie? Sunday? I went for...
It was Sunday.
Yeah, I went for a walk through the mall.
It was Sunday.
I have not been in that store, Dillard's, for... I cannot remember ever shopping
there. It is the only mall left in Norfolk.
Yes, it is.
There's other malls in other cities, but the only mall left in Norfolk.
I went to the lingerie department.
Hello.
I'm in need of something, and white underpants seem to be on the endangered species list, and I can't find any. And I found these thongs, and I'll tell you, there was nothing there.
I need to get in that business where I could take material that is not even that. If you your average crew sock that a guy wears has more material than the thong. And a cruise bag of crew socks for like $4 or $5. How much is that thong, Deb?
Well, first I want to tell you, you could not have any pubes with these thongs.
Oh, they're not made for that.
No,
oh,
they're not.
Oh, Dad,
no room
right.
for that.
No, they're made for bald eagles.
$28. $28
somebody,
for one.
Yeah. Somebody was remarking on that on social media, and they said, Victoria's Secret, you got to listen to us. You got to make the opening a little bigger because I have a full guac. That's what this person was saying, whatever guac is and whatever country they were from.
What's guac?
I think she meant a claw.
A guac.
Well, she said G-L-O-C-K. So I don't know. Maybe one of these people from other country might know what that meant. But it was
from around the world in chat. Do you know what a guac is? We know what a guac is. Well, what is the other kind
I'm
of clock?
I'm thinking that she had a bearded clam that had a ZZ Top beard. That's what I'm guessing.
Yes.
That's
there
what I'm guessing. Yep, okay. She was doing ZZ Top. Yep. Yeah, baby. A Grizzly Adam. A Grizzly Adam bearded clam is all I'm guessing.
Maybe you braided it because it's cute. You know, braided.
You can braid it like the pirates used to braid their beards. Right? Yeah, they braid them and put little beads in the pirates, didn't they? Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turn them into little threads, you know. Yeah, I mean, if you're, I hear that it's coming back.
Dread pubes.
I hear that it's coming back.
In some other countries, it never went away.
No, it
you're
never.
You're talking about this country.
If you look on
United States of America.
Google, you can find, like, Demi Moore without, she used to do some nude modeling before she really made it big. And, oh, my God, wonder what nationality she is. Cause, I mean,
she was naked as naked could be in that movie about last night in the 80s.
Yeah,
Rob
but
Lowe.
Did she show her?
Oh, I mean, naked as naked could be. head to toe, Deb.
Head to toe hairy.
Yes.
Ooh, boy.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I saw a movie on the other night, and it was called Annette, and Adam Driver was in there, and it showed him doing full mouth on bearded clam. I've never seen that before. And it was not a drop of corn.
What's it called?
Annette. It was really a weird movie.
What channel was that?
I'm
what channel?
What Prime?
Prime.
Was it called was it called Porno Prime?
No, it was Amazon.
It was poetry, I think. But
oh my God!
I saw him doing full on, and I thought, "Whoa, they've come a long way, baby."
I remember she's kind of a TV newbie. Lisa is a TV newbie. She hasn't done this crap in many years. This TV stuff. So she's almost like an alien they brought to this country. She's watching all this crazy stuff that nobody's ever seen before. It's like, oh, my God, what is this stuff?
He was going full on, and it was, you know, mouth-to-mouth, only on the bearded clam, and I thought, whoa!
How do you do mouth-to-mouth?
She meant he was.
All right, what's the name of this movie? I'm going to look right
she's
now.
She's good at
Annette.
Just like it spelled. Just like was...
Adam
and what
Driver.
Channel was it on?
On Prime Amazon.
Really?
That's
come on. I've watched a lot
really
of Amazon
cool.
Prime. I haven't seen anybody munching the Whisker Biscuit ever on Amazon Prime.
Here it is.
All right, well, then Google would say who's munching a Whisker Biscuit.
Yeah, so if you go through it.
Munching a Whisker Biscuit. I've never seen anybody munching a Whisker Biscuit on a non-porn channel.
We learned a new
learned
a new term last night from Terry Sue, minge box. And I looked it up, and oh, yeah, it's considered a vulgar way to say lady parts.
Oh.
Adam Driver's in. It's about a stand-up comedian with a fierce sense of humor who falls in love with Annette. Right?
It's a weird movie. I couldn't finish it. It was too weird.
It was made
it wasn't because it was pornographic or anything. It just, to me, it didn't hold the plot. It's not my kind of plot.
Did you ever see the movie Caligula?
She has it. She's a virgin to this freaking new movie stuff, Deb.
There are some real, real notable
celebrities. Well, that's
celebrities
an action. You're not going to find that on Amazon Prime.
Oh, hell no.
Unless they have an 18-plus thing. I don't know.
Maybe they do.
They might. I don't watch much of Amazon Prime, even though we have it.
It's loaded with porn.
It's a porn movie with actual plot, a little bit of history, and some couple actors or two that actually are notable.
Well,
yeah.
I like reading Playboy for the stories and not looking at the pictures. You would watch that movie for the history, right? Not for the porn.
You know what? You folks made a laugh, but I had a subscription to Playboy for 2 years, and there's no way I got it for the pictures.
The stories.
No, there was actually good articles. They actually had, and they had great sports preview sections. They had actual guys that did a great job, like doing here's a college sports preview. The pictures are there, okay, whatever. But I mean, it was the internet was out there. Why would I have that? So I actually enjoyed that.
Oh, nice.
First of all, those damn nude pictures of the chicks. They airbrush everything so much, nobody looks like a real human in there.
Like Martha Stewart. She took it for the team.
There isn't a single, nobody can put, you would have, I guess if you put a shotgun to my head, I would buy that and look at her pictures in a swimsuit. But I really don't want to see Martha Stewart in any kind of swimsuit at all. No.
She was. Remember? She was on the copy of Sports Illustrated.
That's what she was talking about.
Okay. Or I wasn't listening.
See, Deb is not paying attention right now, so everybody just stand by.
Well, I just saw Adam Driver's oral sex scene in the net.
All right, Deb on the research.
That's important. Folks, that's why we're here. We had to research this freaking muck diving. This was the most important thing we could do before Lisa goes. Deb had to research on Amazon Prime how they could show muck. And I bet it was stimulated beyond stimulated on Amazon Prime, Deb.
Hey, Deb, get a load of that baby that they have. That baby is so, I don't know.
Yeah, they're talking about the baby.
Jesus God.
It's a puppet.
It's a baby.
That is a spoiler. It's a puppet. I know a lot of people are going to find this movie and watch it.
If they have Amazon Prime, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what your dollars pay for if you have Amazon Prime TV, folks. There you go.
The only way I like watching Martha Stewart anymore is when she's with Snoop Dogg.
Oh, me too. You know, they're very, very good friends.
They are kind of funny because they're opposites, but they're funny. I do. I think it's hilarious watching them together.
They're saying in this article, and it's on thecut.com, they're saying that he was singing while he was going down on her. Is that true?
Are you kidding? I was in the beginning of when I had just come home from the accident. Yeah. So I had the movie I had TV running 24/7 and I just had it on mute. And I looked up and I saw that and I tried to watch it. And it's not because I was offended about the sexual stuff, not at all. It's just, it didn't work for me. You know, I thought this is not, it was a musical, it had poetry in it and it didn't capture my attention. Oh. I like Adam Driver. I like him.
I don't really know who he is.
I've seen him in a few movies. You know, I like off-the-wall movies, but that movie took the cake.
They're saying that there was acrobatic sex in Annette. So yeah. And they're saying his ass is really hot.
All right, folks. Woo-hoo. I will answer that. Somebody asked the question, why are we having this conversation? I have no father fucking idea. Anybody else have an answer? I have no clue why we went off on this tangent. The tangent of all tangents. And are totally, we might as well have not even been doing this show. We have no idea.
I have ADD. And I'll go on a road trip with anybody to anywhere. No matter where it's going, I will go with them.
No, you won't.
Willingly.
No, you won't.
What do you mean?
Because you'll plan it. And then a day or two before, your ADD will say, oh, I got to cancel. I can't go.
No, I meant figuratively.
Oh, figuratively.
He said,
yeah.
I was watching this movie, and the guy was going down on the chick. And that, so I said, well, let me hop into your car. I'll go with you as we discuss this. So that's all it was. I'm going to save this. All right. So you suppose we should go now, Jim? What do you think? You probably lost everybody.
Lots of money, or they're scratching their heads like, what the hell just happened, is what they're maybe thinking.
No, they're all having a pretty scientific discussion.
Well, I was just curious because Michelle was talking about how there really is like actual talk about these flying taxis. And I said, what's the propulsion? She said, electric. Well, no, electric is the freaking drive, the motor. What is the propulsion? Is it jet?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it just typical blades whirling around? It sounds like it's typical blades whirling around. That's not much advancement, is all I'm saying.
But just remember, Lisa and I are the only celibate people amongst all of you. So I guess we have to get our kicks however we can.
The propulsion is
we
what
get
the,
our kicks up.
What is propulsion through the air? I want to know. What is making it move through the air? It's not electricity.
Well, isn't it just energy?
I'm asking her. It sounds like it's got whirling blades. It sounds like it's not, or maybe it could be a jet engine. It could be a jet engine. I'm just wondering, because that's going to be a big deal for the future. Anyway, we got to let Lisa go. We're on so many tangents now. We could start a new show.
Yeah.
The name of our new show is We Don't Know What the Fuck We're Talking About. Welcome to our show, folks. Hey, welcome. Any subject this game, let's talk about stuff because we have no idea why we're going to talk about it.
Michelle says it's got battery-operated engines. Is she working in this field
she's in
aerodynamics or what?
Well, battery-operated engines, but what are they operating? What are they turning? What is being turned to make this thing fly?
Turbines?
I'm just asking. I don't think it's anti-gravity, but Virgil's right. I believe that is the field that is, if there are aliens here, that's the only way they're traveling. They're using anti-gravity. That's my theory. Or somehow they know how to warp space, and that's a whole different ball game. I think warp space would be the way to go. But yeah. All right, Lisa, we must let you go so you can go on Amazon Prime and watch more videos of somebody eating a Whisker biscuit or whatever they want to watch. Whatever turns your whatever you so desire to watch.
I'll bring you more weird tangled movies names of them.
Sure, do it.
Yeah, you'll be our movie correspondent.
You can be that, because you know what? We don't go on Amazon Prime just a little bit, and we know I did not think anybody was eating those. Right. Anyway, let's go. All right, Lisa, we just put her on hold. We did not hang up.
All right, wow. That was quite a road trip. And what are you doing?
I don't know. I'm looking, and I think we got to go. I got to get up early tomorrow. I have to be to work earlier than normal, which is lovely. That's so lovely. I got a meeting that starts sometimes when I don't actually show up on time. So guess what? I got to show up early. Yay!
Are they like think tanks that you go into?
All I can say is we got an issue and a problem we got to solve. It's a holy shit thing. Oh, my God, we got to figure this out. All right. That's what we get paid big bucks for. All right, here's the deal.
All right.
Interesting. I think, here's my theory. You notice how this on-air light's not lit?
Yeah.
I think if somebody goes on Block Deck, they won't show us as being live right now.
Okay.
So we just got to watch out for that. I think when that's highlighted and you start scrolling around looking at other stuff, it flips it. I've seen it do it on other platforms.
All right.
But it didn't hurt anybody here. No. It did not. All right. Shall we, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Good night, sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer that every dream
You know what's funny, though, is that that was actually